There's really something about music. When it hits you, you feel no pain. Music has such profound influence upon the human mind. Our bodies naturally react to it, no matter the genre. It almost goes without saying then that one of the most meaningful ways to contribute to society is through music. On this week's program, we celebrate one man's dedication and contribution to Jamaica through music. This is the Arts Page. Don't go anywhere. Classical music is not popular in Jamaica, and the work of one passionate and talented son of the soil to expose his countrymen to this genre is definitely worth noting. Stephen Woodham, violinist, musician, and conductor, has dedicated himself to teaching classical music to Jamaican children and exposing them to an environment where they are expected to produce world-class results. It's for this reason that on October 20, National Heroes Day, the world-class violinist will be among the persons receiving national honors and awards. Mr. Woodham will accept his insignia as a member of the Order of Distinction.
I have been involved for a long time in attending many of his concerts and personally hearing him play, and I am also aware of the tremendous effort that he has made to collate the first full orchestra of musicians in Jamaica.
Traditional medical practitioner Nicola Crosswell Mayer.
Further, Stephen has reached out into people in our inner city or underserved communities and expose them to the classics, and has actually taught in these environments as well. So he's changing the lives of people through music at every level, positively. And this is what I believe is so beneficial to Jamaica, the land we all love.
Stephen Woodham, who could have become a doctor, chose instead to pursue a love for music, which he developed as a little boy. He has since sought to mentor others and help them understand and appreciate the importance of classical music.
People don't really realize what, it's not just music, but what happens with music education. It is the music education part that is really quite interesting, and how it stimulates the mind. It gives them a sense of achievement, a good way of socialization, you know, a process of, by which they can understand how to communicate and work together.
Because of his passion for music education, he has been volunteering at Immaculate Conception High School, where he now directs their symphony orchestra. The orchestra has performed across the island and internationally. Stephen Woodham himself has also been representing Jamaica well across the world.
Fairly recently, they had the celebrations of the diplomatic relations between the Republic of China and Jamaica. I was on that in Beijing. I have been on the jury of the UNISA, which is the University of South Africa. They have a huge string violin competition, and I was on that. The many competitions I've done elsewhere.
That's it for today's edition of The Arts Page. I'm Casita Irving. Here's something to remember. Music can change the world because it can change people.
There are adequate supplies of paracetamol to treat the chikungunya virus in Jamaica's public health system. The medication is available free of cost. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
Food and pesticides don't mix.
Avoid potential exposure to pesticides on fruits and vegetables by washing them thoroughly before eating. Peeling is the most effective way of removing pesticide residue. For meat and dairy products, it's best to eat foods that contain less fat, since pesticides typically accumulate in the fatty tissue of animals. Purchase low-fat dairy products and remove the fat from cuts of meat before you cook them. Your best bet for avoiding exposure to pesticides is to eat organic meats and produce. Organic food is grown and processed without harmful pesticides. Remember, food and pesticides don't mix. Reduce your exposure as much as possible.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the Consumer Affairs Commission and the National Consumers League of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.